Vishnu, everyone, please. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Shimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nittinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paskatyare Satarine Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivashadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. In Vrindavan, Srila Prabhupada had a good friend with whom he regularly conversed, and from this friend he was known as Bhagaji. We have an account of what Srila Prabhupada felt when he was on his voyage from India to America, when he was on his Jaladuta. Prabhupada confided in him that it was that it came in the journey to a very critical point. He had a heart attack. It's something really, you know, if you survive it or not, decide. I mean, this is what it says. When it goes, then you can continue to live. When it stays, you have to die. It's that serious. It's a seizure of the heart. The heart gets into something like a frozen state. And then, of course, the heart being the center of all physical functions, the motoric system, the nervous system, everything, when the heart cannot come out of the seizure any longer, this seizure is an English word, no? It's a, then the soul has to leave the body. So when Prabhupada was in this frozen state, you could say, physically, a frozen heart state, he saw a boat coming by. In this boat, he saw Lord Krishna with all the various incarnations. And it was clear to him that this boat had come to take him. You will find this imagery typically amongst those who are just moments before leaving the body. They will say things like, my boat has come, or His Holiness Bhaktitirtha Maharaj said, my chariot has come and is waiting. No, it's the imagery that I will be taken now and brought to another place. This boat was meant by Krishna. I mean, Krishna was there and his various incarnations. And at that time, Srila Prabhupada pleaded with Krishna. My dear Lord, he said, I have not yet fulfilled the order of my spiritual master to me. Please don't take me now. Let me do the mission of spreading Krishna consciousness. And at that time, Srila Prabhupada had said to Bhagaji, at that time, Krishna, in a typical Brijbasi way, a very intimate way, said, okay, then do your nonsense. In our Western culture, this language would be, what, nonsense? No, no. It is the most affectionate way that bridge buses deal with each other. I saw this. I saw a bridge. We had our 64 rounds day in Teerkadamba. It was really nice. Bhavesh was there and Kundalata, and you can ask them. And at the end, the person who was the caretaker of this place of Rupa Goswami went up to the to one of the organizer, the Indian bodied organizer, and gave him a slap in his face. I thought, wow, what did he do wrong? But the Indian organizer smiled very gratefully and pointed at his another cheek, and laughingly the other gave an. I thought, wow, this is amazing. And later asked the Indian organizer, and what was it all about? I mean, it looked like violence. He said, no, Maharaj, you don't understand. This is the highest display of affection which is done in Vrindavan. It was not a slap which, you know, had physical consequences. It was like this. So Krishna also in that mood, very affectionate, said, okay, then do your nonsense. You know, and Prabhupada continued onwards. The heart came out of its seizure, and he went to the west, and the rest is history. This is an important moment for us, and I would like to continue with this narration. When he arrived or came close to the American shore, Srila Prabhupada wrote this song, Ma Kine Bhagavata, which we will sing now. We will sing four verses out of this composition. Because what I want to do now is I want to help all of us understand the mood which was in Srila Prabhupada's heart, which was there when he started his Mission Impossible. What did he think about? And the reliable sources we have is what he told an intimate person, this Bhagatji, this account which I just shared with you. But another a very reliable account is his own words, his own song. This will be very important to understand a little bit the ensuing or following points which will be made. It's only one point, don't worry, it won't be a strenuous lecture at all. So I request Gaur Krishna to lead us in singing this. We will sing the first verse, and then the 13th, the 14th, where this let me dance verse appears, and then the concluding verse, the 15th verse. Yes, please install a microphone, and our Akash, please be totally with us so that you know when to change the lines. I will read for you to you first the English translation so that you can sing with comprehension. First verse says, my dear Lord Krishna, you are so kind upon this useless soul. But I do not know why you have brought me here. Now you can do whatever you like with me. The 13th verse reads, only by your causeless mercy will my words become pure. I am sure that when this transcendental message penetrates their hearts. They will certainly feel engladdened and thus become liberated from all unhappy conditions of life. Oh Lord, I'm just like a puppet in your hands. So if you have brought me here to dance, then make me dance. Make me dance, O Lord. Make me dance as you like. And the last verse. I have no devotion, nor do I have any knowledge, but I have strong faith in the holy name of Krishna. I have been designated as Bhaktivedanta, and now, if you like, you can fulfill the real purport of Bhaktivedanta.
Bodo kripa koile Krishna adhame prati
Srila Prabhupada ki jai. My dear devotees, if you look through the elements in this prayer, you will see that in the beginning, verses actually, but we only took one, Prabhupada expresses his own inability or incapability to do this veidi, 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 veidi task to spread Krishna consciousness in the Western world. It was had never been done before. It was considered by the pandits, brahmanas of India, as an impossible task. And he sets out. He's sailing on his on the Jaladuta to America, and then does not falter, does not hesitate, but gives himself into the hands of the Lord. He feels, no, I can't do on my own, but only by your causeless mercy, by your causeless mercy, will my words become efficient, penetrate the heart, make the people, and help them to be liberated from unhappy conditions of life. And he then expresses the mood of a devotee, to be an instrument, to be in a way empowered or used by the Lord. Remember, we had one of our lectures, we placed the subjects in that lecture under the heading of this wonderful motto which His Holiness Bhaktivedanta Maharaj had expressed in a very, very, it's a sutra-like sentence. When your desire to serve is beyond your own capacity, yet you act without hesitation, that is the moment when empowerment takes place. I feel Srila Prabhupada gave an example here to all of us to follow. Something which where he really encouraged us to act from the spiritual platform, not so much from the platform of one's conditioned nature. And I will talk about this a little bit, but I want to bring you all to a deep point to consider, something which I experienced this year in Vrindavan. We had the disappearance festival of Srila Prabhupada there are different venues in Vrindavan. Two stand out as most significant, the one in the Krishna Balaram temple where many devotees fit, and then another more intimate, if you so wish, in the Bhaktivedanta Ashram at Govardhan. And I was in this second because I was nearby and it was more convenient to go there. There were various older devotees from the old times there, Prabhupada disciples, GBC members, sannyasis. It was very, it was was well visited by older disciples of Prabhupada, and His Holiness Jayadvaita Maharaj, who had been there from the very beginning, started, he gave the first homage to Srila Prabhupada. He talked about Prabhupada, and it was interesting. What he said became the theme, or was the theme, of all the other subsequent speakers. Maharaj had said that during the times when Prabhupada was with us, Prabhupada had imbibed a spirit in the movement of doing the impossible by surrendering to your service and depending on Krishna. And he said, whenever the movement acted on that level, inconceivable things took place. Like, we were poor, but castles came to us. The Beatles, at that time, very, very well known, much more well known than presidents and so on, much more influential maybe, became very sympathetic, to the point that one of the members became really a follower of Srila Prabhupada, George Harrison, and spread Krishna consciousness in a massive way. In other words, he said, during this time, he could observe whenever devotees remained connected with Srila Prabhupada, and this principle of doing something which is maybe a little out of your comfort zone, doing something on the spiritual platform, and then relying and depending on Krishna, that miracles took place. And it was amazing how each subsequent speaker took up that point. They were prepared, many of them were prepared and wrote from previously made notes, but they reiterated this point. We all afterwards met when we took prasadam and thought, wow, that was really significant, and we all felt enlivened. For instance, there was Burijam Prabhu, who spoke about one God brother's passing away. Maybe you heard about the passing away of Gunagrahi Maharaj. And he told us some very confidential details which happened, most significant maybe, that at that time of death, although this God brother had, let me say, yeah, it was very difficult for him to die. It was a struggle with cancer like anything. And up to the final moments, means maybe a few weeks before, he just did not accept that this is the end. But Burijam Prabhu said how at the last moment he just opened up, became totally fearless of death, totally resigned to Krishna's plan for him, and just went gloriously, surrounded by chanting devotees. Suffices to say here, we all could see this one principle, that as we connected with Srila Prabhupada, and what does this mean? It means, obviously, to connect with his mood, his example. Miracles took place, and we also talked about whenever we didn't do it, which is, you know, we are not all angels. Let's say it like this. Then we could see the empowerment stopped. So, I was yesterday reflecting about Naveen Krishna's Prabhu's presentation, where it was a very important precedent. Here, a devotee spoke. he had something very important to share with all of us, which he thought was important. He was on fire. I can say this because, as a speaker, I know when I am on fire, and I can recognize it in others. Presentations. He wanted to say, yes, when you do service from the material nature, then it is one thing, but if you do service from the spiritual nature, that is putting Krishna's desire into the center, that's a very great difference. And he encouraged us to go and do our service spiritually, where divine energy and enthusiasm and encouragement can take place. And he put this in a very practical frame, amongst others. I will ask our Abhishek to maybe help us understand by drawing it. He spoke about charity. He could have picked other subjects where he wanted to illustrate the difference between the acting on the material and the spiritual nature. If you draw a line in order to help you understand, this direction, a horizontal line, please. Is it a working pen? Yes, it is. You could draw on one spectrum a quality on the left side, please. Greed or selfishness. That's a conditioned response. You are primarily concerned about your own self, not so much about others and Krishna. And if you draw on the other side, that's where Abhishek stands, the word charity. You have, in a very simple and visible way, that two results which you have when you act on the material platform and when you act on the spiritual platform. On the material platform, you are bound by the material nature, by the gunas, and you cannot transcend. But if you do, even while you are a conditioned soul, something which is opposite, which is spiritual, like charity, it will bring you into this divine realm where empowerment or the divine service takes place. It brings you to the spiritual platform. It's I hope you you might have expected more from this graphic where we take our MC and let him draw something. You think that this will be mind-boggling, but that's already everything I have to say on this subject. You may take your seat, Abhishek. I wanted to just say these two, material and spiritual, are often, not always, but often on opposite sides of each other. And if you want to transcend, if you want to enter the realm of blissful Krishna consciousness, you will have to sometimes act out of the box. Everyone is attached to Lakshmi as a means, or money as a means, to fulfill multiple desires. But in charity, you take that Lakshmi, or money, which you had used for your bondage, that is fulfilling multiple desires, you take this jhup and give it into Krishna, and all of a sudden you are liberated from material bondage. This is a principle where you take what is material, greed and selfishness was one, you could also take lust, You could also take anger. And you transcend it by engagement in the service of the Lord. This is a very important principle. And by this simple graph, is it a graph? Graphic design. You can see it's so simple that you will not forget it. Rupa Goswami speaks about this simple principle. He says, "Iha yasya hareya dasye kalmana manasagira nikila svapyavastasu jivan mukta sochati." He says, "One who engages in transcendental service of the Lord in all circumstances, in body, mind and words, is to be considered liberated in all the conditions of material existence." So my dear devotees, transcendental service, that is service beyond your own let us say selfish absorption, that transcendental service will make you a liberated soul. That's the idea. I have a wonderful prasadam crew. I wish that you all have them also. They cook like anything, but they make philosophical meals. There is always the exact description of the menu, even if it's one preparation, but it's very nicely written. And then there is a verse for serious contemplation always. And I thought this what I found yesterday when I sat with Akandati, and we read this and we were totally enlivened by it, I want to share with you, because here is a direct quote of Srila Prabhupada given in London in 1973 in a lecture, where he describes again how that sacrifice in devotional service puts you on a different level. He says, are you ready? Then no more quotes. Just give me one more time your full attention. If you engage yourself in the service of Krishna, sound for this. It's a significant quote. If you engage yourself in the service of Krishna, you will find new and new encouragement that is spiritual. If you find it hackneyed, like boring, then you must know that you are not yet serving spiritually. You are serving materially, formality, stereotype. But if you feel new and new energy, then you know that you are serving spiritually. This is the test. Your enthusiasm will increase, not decrease. Therefore, my dear devotees, I want to conclude my presentation by encouraging you to find your Jaladuta. Jaladuta is the name of a ship which took Srila Prabhupada over first the Indian Ocean, then the Red Sea, and then the Mediterranean Sea, and then the Atlantic Ocean. Find your Jaladuta means find your service, find your within the Pandava Sena ecosystem. That's a huge system. Eco means it's natural. It's so wide. It covers all areas of concern. Find your service, my dear devotees, your spiritual service, done from the platform of Yes, pure devotional service. You may say, I'm not pure. That's not the question. It means do service which is not unadulterated, and you will see how very quickly you also become purified in heart by that service. You may say, but I'm an introvert. I'm not like Abhishek, who can go on the stage and say something which makes sense without getting nervous. At least we don't see it. Or I'm not this or that. Or I'm an ordinary man or an ordinary woman struggling with his or her mind. That's all. My dear devotees, on that Disappearance Day festival, we all, reflecting about our lives, devotees who are now aging, could see there is a place on the Jaladuta for everyone. One of my god brothers made a quick joke. I think it's called a quip. He said, yes, I will also be on the Jaladuta. Maybe because I'm the way I am, I will ask if we can make a little hut for me so that at times I can go into my hut. But I will also ply the ocean on a mission which is there within Prabhupada's mission. Everyone, even the ones who don't fit so easily, and some of us may feel like that, can find a place on the Jaladuta. It's wide enough. I think you all remember that prophetic statement the astrologer made at the time of Prabhupada's birth or appearance. He said he will build a house in which the whole world can fit. No, it's vast enough. There is a place for you. In other words, you must find your mission also, your Jaladuta. I wish you all the best in this effort. It was a great pleasure for me to be with you here, and I was personally feeling very enriched because yes, I had prepared some classes, but I didn't know which points would be taken up. You know, this is always like a lecturer is. He is like a second-hand merchant. He brings a few items, and he just hopes that the audience will take a few items because he doesn't want to pack them and then go to the next place. He doesn't. So I tried various things. I tried to touch various things. We started with a motivational lecture that the most intelligent decision in your life is where you give what is temporary and you reach the eternal Lord. You remember this beautiful verse from the Bhagavatam where Krishna says how he gives himself in return to the devotee. I was quickly going to the subject of divine empowerment where I wanted to share this well-kept secret that if you act from the spiritual platform that is beyond your material capabilities, and then empowerment can take place. I wanted to also talk on the heart of seva, you know, where I made it repeated Rupa Goswami's point that bhakti needs to be complete, not half, and the complete thing is on one side the effort, but on the other side the heart of bhakti or the emotion that this is for you, Krishna. I was very happy to be in the classes of Sandipani. Please help me. I want to learn it. Sandipani who? Krishna. Krishna. Good. That's easy. Sandipani Krishna and Yashoda Sutta Prabhu, where they gave us a very, very nice optical and experience-based understanding of the magic of service. I very much appreciated that. I thought, wow, it's really happening here, my God. And I was very happy to sit in Naveen's class, where he stirred us and brought the principles into a very, concrete frame. And I don't know what our man with the fire in the eyes will say after me, the Ganesyam Priya, but I will certainly be there. I also liked the community spirit here, which you have developed. Like yesterday, the theater play, it was a celebration of the community. The little children were displaying entertainment qualities beyond the possible. Our Vrinda Kishori had, multi-talented, I did not know. I thought it's a shy Mataji, but very, very impressive. And our James, I will never forget. I remember once how Radhanath Maharaj was impressed when Braj Bihari Prabhu, it's an older devotee, he sang in a theater play a song. He's the ISKCON executive something, a high position, a very serious position. And here it was a song, a joke. It was a joking play. And then Radhanath Maharaj, you know how he is. He just sat there, his face moving in appreciation like this. And he said, "This man just wants to serve." going out of it. I think James will not every day dance like that. But for service, he was doing. Thank you very much. It was very impressive. Spiritual platform out of the box. Yes, and I wish you all the best to digest your notes, to digest what you picked up, and then to implement it into your daily life and continue to bring Pandavasena forward. In some ways, you are the core of this effort. You are providing the fundament for all the various activities and the many people who are connected with Pandavasena. You are in the mentorship program, which we all saw is a program of care and of helping each other to progress in the spiritual line, on the spiritual path. You are carrying this Pandavasena, it's a responsibility, but it's the greatest joy because of the divine empowerment which takes place. I wish you all the best. I'm personally more than honored to give my small little presentations. It's not much, but once a year I'm there, and I'm obviously thinking about you and praying for all of you throughout the year. But I'm very, it's a very exciting for me also, and I want to thank you very much for your affection, your enthusiasm, your encouragement, and your youthful energy. It makes an old man dance. Thank you very much. I will stop here. I will not take questions because the thing is really clear. Find your Jaladuta. It's three words. It's a good takeaway, easy takeaway. I will see you later when Ganesham Priya will discuss. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Gaura Premanandi, Hari Hari Bo, Hare Krishna.
So thank you, Maharaj, for giving us not just today's session, but the past five sessions. I think the message has been quite clear and has been very, very helpful for all of us. So thank you so much once again, Maharaj, for being with us for this retreat. We all thank you, Prabhupada, but please can we have once again a round of applause for Maharaj. And I apologize for my poor artistic skills. But yes, there is a small poem also today. And I'm gonna. It was quite nice because just as I was about to come up, like, devotees around me were like giving me notes that they had made in poetic form. So it was kind of nice that different people are getting encouraged. Oh, this is a nice way of note taking. So it's nice that people. Kind of trying to make their own little poems. So, like, Yash was handing me like the whole long document, which is longer than any poem I've ever wrote, but, which is probably better than what I've wrote, so please take a look at that after. But it's really nice that people get encouraged by that. So here's a small humble attempt, which is not probably as good as many other people, but here we go. As we embarked on our final day, our bodies and eyes are tired, but Marge's first address helps our minds to never go astray. And slowly but surely, one by one, our eyes and minds began to rise, just like the morning sun. And as my own eyes began to open, I started to truly see all here present today, from young to old, tall and short, slim and healthy. And the blessings we have been given to be present here today. So on the first night, we got our first insight that in the association of devotees, one attains warmth, brilliance, illusion, and vision, that one must find their North Star, their place in Prabhupada's mission. Next, we spoke about devotional service as the greatest privilege one can obtain, discovering the ecstasy of bhakti, going deeper as our main aim. Then Maharaj spoke to us and tried to break this misconception that service is simply a mundane activity when all we have to do is serve beyond our capacity. That's where real empowerment takes place, acting without hesitation to gain Krishna's grace. So you can see that repeats. Distinction between encouragement and empowerment was explained in such eloquence, and simply by explaining this difference, Maharaj opened our eyes and sharpened our intelligence. Encouragement is given by those around us in order to help us shine. Empowerment is a strength that comes from above, a blessing from the divine, making us feel like we're on cloud nine, giving us rich baseline. And today it was the most absolution, the perfect words of inspiration. In the company of all of you, such strong association, we can strive on our path with determination. As our Jaladuta ships begin to set sail, and although sometimes the tides will seem tough, and life's tough obstacles may seem overwhelming, we should know with Krishna as our compass, we will never, ever fail. What does connecting with Srila Prabhupada really mean? We have his prayers that a lot of us have seen. We have to understand his mood that led to his spiritual trance. Krishna, I'm yours. Make me dance. Make me? Being an instrument in the hands of the Lord is what we want to feel in our heart, in our core. Then we'll get to a straight stage where we can truly advance, saying, Krishna, I'm yours. Make me dance. Make me? The sacrifice we give to combat our selfishness and greed, trying to truly help those in dire need, will obtain that only one favorable glance, saying, Krishna, I'm yours, make me dance.
Make me dance.
Sorry, make me dance, make me? Prabhupada has made a house in which the whole world can live. We must follow in his footsteps of always wanting to give. We must say when given any chance, Krishna, I'm yours, make me dance, make me
dance.
Wonderful.
So thank you, Maharaj, for giving us so many snippets of inspiration and so much knowledge. And Maharaj obviously has prepared so hard to try and give a message that can really resonate with us. So thank you so much, Maharaj, for that. I do have now some announcements to make. First of all, there was a logistical announcement. A dhoti and a mattress was taken from the yoga room. So if it's not your dhoti, you have a mattress. Please do give it to me. I don't know how someone would do that. But the mattress had a dhoti around it, so someone might have just presumed it's a free mattress, but no, it was someone's dhoti. So please do give that to me. Next thing was, people were asking yesterday based on, we gave out some patronage forms, but we didn't really quite give the understanding of what it actually means in terms of what they're signing up to. But generally, I think I had some conversations with some people, but the sort of patronage system and the manner that the forms were given out for, it might be different in other local temples where we're given to, but the manner is, it's £125 a month, which is the sort of what you're signing up for. So in case people have more questions around that, then that's what you kind of can think about. And I think Drew Mathgrew will come and collect some of those papers later on today, so please do, if you have had a chance to fill them in and think about it, please do give that to him. And finally, our next session will begin in 20 minutes. I know we're a short time, so we're trying to compress everything, but at 10:45, we want to be back here. But there's also another caveat as well, that 20 minutes is not really a break. It's supposed to be a very productive break, because everyone tries to try and bring all of their bags down in those 20 minutes. So hopefully we'll have a lot of energy and rush to rush up, get the bags, and bring them into the pink room, if possible. So we'll try and see you here in now 18 minutes. So, Hare Krishna.